Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're discussing Grammys winners and losers, Cardi B's butt crack piercing, Gaga reheating her own nachos with abracadabra, plus we're celebrating 500 episodes with a little walk down memory lane. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, you.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, you.
Happy January. Happy February.
Oh, my God. I love the way you say the R in February.
Well, what else is there to do with it?
Pronounce it, enunciate.
How do you say the month? Hold on. What do you mean?
February.
February?
February.
Oh, so now she's a Rue girl, so now she sees Rue everywhere.
Wait, can we count down again? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy 500th episode.
Oh, wait, we have to actually start over.
No. Keep it all in. Keep this all in, baby.
Oh, no. So today is our 500th episode. That's hell, insane.
Hell to the yes. February.
Have you ever done anything for 500 times?
No. No.
Okay. Yes, you have the podcast.
I've awakened. I've awakened 500 days in a row.
See, ever since it started, I just keep waking up every single day. I feel like every day I'm walking down the stairs and I say, another day. Here we go.
Well, big news. The best news I heard in a long time.
Hmm.
There's a slight chance a meteor might hit Earth in 2032.
I'm not saying I want it to end. I'm not saying it needs to be over. I'm just saying, damn, this shit's still going. Not the podcast, but life. Don't you feel like, damn, this is the longest thing I will ever do? Fuck.
Life?
Yeah.
Wow, baby. Lives for living, man.
I'll be here until I die.
Well, the good news is I came up, before we get into the hot gossip.
Oh!
I came up with a fun game for the 500th episode.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
I certainly did.
Okay.
All right. Do you want multiple choice? No, you don't get multiple choice.
Let's start open answer, and if I need multiple choice, we'll go there. Wait, so this is I'm being tested? Oh, yeah. Every day of my life.
Yeah, just like that. All right. Who was the very first guest on Psychobabble?
Oh.
And for a bonus point, name four guests we've had.
That's impossible. That's impossible. Was Troy the first guest?
Troy was the first guest. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, well, I couldn't name another guest. Maybe Mamrie.
Yeah, Mamrie must have, right?
You're the one that has the cheat sheet.
Oh, no, I don't have the cheat sheet. I just went to the beginning and cherry-picked some questions. I mean, I could name four. Marcus, Tessa, Connor, Superfruit,
This is crazy.
We had Mamrie on. Yeah, we had her on when she did her book thing. We had to have.
I don't know.
Question two.
Okay.
Who was the very first Queen's Edition
receiver? If I had to, wait, can you give me a year?
The year was 2014, the year our podcast launched. Okay.
2014. I'm maybe 2014. Who was popping? Kesha? I don't know.
Is that your actual guess?
No. Kelly Clarkson.
And the correct answer is, well, actually, I can't say because it's been redacted.
No way. Times change. Time, man. That's crazy shit.
All right. Next question. What was the very first unsung holidays month that we celebrated?
Okay.
Do you not remember the unsung holidays episodes? Classics.
I missed them. Well, we ran should out of we months.
Should we do an unsung holidays February?
February? It's popping already. Groundhog's Day, Valentine's Day. What holidays need to be sung about?
Did that ground rat see it shatter?
Shatter? So you're telling me the ground rat is clairvoyant?
Yes, that's what the aliens were teaching him. I saw you repost my post that I stole some from someone else posted.
Unsung holidays, probably May.
Wrong.
It was
November.
November, actually. Yeah. Okay. I was close.
What year did we do our first Psychic Babble episode?
2015.
Oh, correct.
Well, it's the first year that we could have experienced a new year on the podcast because you told me just merely minutes ago we started in 2014.
Yeah, well, back then we were just making pop queen predictions for the year before our brains had been...
Our enlarged. Frontal lobes.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
I'm still waiting on mine.
Cool.
That was it? Did I pass the quiz?
I think you got it. Okay, last question. Yeah. What was the biggest lie we ever told on Psychobabble?
30 minutes of stories you've never heard.
Actually, the biggest lie was in episode one where we told them, stay tuned to find out how you can be a guest.
Oh my god. We were literally, episode one, we're gonna have guests, viewers, the listeners, our loyal listeners will be our guests each episode. Tune in, stick around.
They really bullied us into saying that at the end of the episode, but I fear what happened was they thought I was gonna be James.
And
the way they thought you were going to have a show with guests and I was just going to sit in the corner and say, James.
James, what was that?
Well, thank God I made it past the auditions and here I am 500 episodes later.
Yeah, I think you made it to Hollywood.
I made it to Hollywood week.
You did. And now... we're sending you back home to wherever flyover state you're from. Good luck, Corey.
No, thank you.
Happy 500 and to another 500.
I'll see you at the episode. Yeah, that's it. That's the whole episode. I'll see you at episode 1,000.
Okay. Shit. Damn, it's been a crazy ride. Can you believe it? Out of how many episodes do you think we had to re-record?
Don't bring up my trauma on the pod.
What do you mean? It's my trauma, not your trauma.
Re-record because one of our kits stopped working mid-episode. Don't will that back into the world.
I at all times I'm watching my number, my time move just to make sure it's recording.
I think it's happened at least, I would say,
six times,
five times total.
And what will happen is we will record the entire episode, and then I will text Corey.
Oh no!
Oh,
don't hate me.
Don't hate me.
And nothing more triggering than me getting a text from Tyler that says, "Don't hate me, but."
Don't hate me, but we need to re-record the entire conversation we just had.
What? Well, we did post one of my solo files by itself on the Patreon.
Yeah, and we asked all of our listeners to create a companion audio file of them interacting with it like they were the co-host. And we
loved your submissions so much.
Thank you so much to all of our little babbles.
It's giving the TikTok where they're like, hey, you sing the blue words.
You be the blue part.
Next time I'm doing that, next time we'll finally fulfill our promise that someone gets to be a guest on the pod. Little do they know, they just have to listen to my isolated audio and fill in the blanks themselves.
They were the guest all along. Maybe the guest was the listeners all along.
Yeah. So should we keep along as business as usual? You have
kinda
any hot topics to discuss? Because I got something I need to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I did watch the Grammys, so I am prepared to discuss music's biggest night.
This is Grammy adjacent because the person I want to talk about was at the Grammys.
Okay, Kanye West?
No.
Did you see all of the shenanigans yesterday of Kanye West? Kanye back on Twitter to promote his little brand or whatever, and posting about thank God for Trump, and posting about I used to want to fuck Kamala Harris, but I don't fuck losers.
And he said that.
And then he was all sorry to Kamala's kids. And then he was all, he changed his profile picture to Kamala. And then he unfollowed everyone on Instagram except Taylor Swift. And then posted, like, retweeting somebody, like, who caught that. And was being all, like, I don't know, weird about it. And then posting screenshots of his text with Elon Musk, of Elon telling him how he should tweet better. And then he goes to the Grammys red carpet, crashes it uninvited, walks the carpet with his, I guess, wife, who, I don't know, I would like to believe that she has autonomy over herself, but there's something nefarious going on with his energy and, I don't know, him parading her around on the red carpet naked. I want her to be in full control of her form and her own life, but, like, I don't know, I can't help but get nefarious vibes from it. And then
I can't believe you're even making me talk about it.
Well, then he got kicked out of the Grammys, and I think because he wasn't invited in the first place, he didn't have a ticket. I think he was ready to do some type of, I don't know, weird anti-Taylor Swift pro, I don't know, Beyonce stuff again. It felt very like, let me do it all again for attention, or I don't know what. I wouldn't say that unless he made, you know, like, brought attention to how he unfollowed everyone but Taylor Swift that day on Instagram. It felt very, I don't know, uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable.
I feel uncomfortable also.
Well, there you go. Was that who we were going to talk about being at the Grammys?
No, and I regret it.
Okay. Were you going to talk about...
I wanted to talk about...
J-Lo at the Grammys?
Name which Grammy attendees got their butt crack pierced.
Cardi B's butt crack got pierced?
Why are we not talking about the piercing of Cardi B's butt crack?
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. Somebody came into my chat and said that, and I thought I was getting pranked. If it's so much of a Mad Lib. It's so much of a Mad Lib sentence that I just thought, because often people will come into the chat and lie just to see how I'll react. And so I was like, this doesn't feel right or real.
Well,
Cardi, so what do you mean butt crack? Is there a picture?
She posted a picture on Twitter. I followed the clues.
Okay.
I went straight to the source. And she said, I got my butt crack pierced for real, for real. And then people said no. And then she sent a picture.
Now, are we talking hoop? Are we talking loop? Are we talking a bar?
It was what you had for your eyebrow.
A stud?
A bar.
A bar. Okay.
She got, and I don't know, if you got your butt crack pierced, what part would you think?
Okay, so... Okay, a bar? Are we talking the little balls of the bar being horizontal or vertical?
They were horizontal. Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell. It was an extreme close-up. I couldn't tell if she had rotated the crop. But I just think...
When farmers be rotating the crop?
You and your crop dusting?
No, me and Stardew Valley. I be rotating the crop for real, for real.
Have you farted this year?
Have I farted this year? Absolutely. I be giving it. That's what I sound like when I fart.
Cardi B got
Who was rotating the crop? her piercing was horizontal. Are butt crack piercings the new tramp stamp?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I actually think that's just fine for me. I think holes close, tattoos are forever.
She said, let me read it. Let me get to the bottom of this.
Right above the evidence. Bottom. Yeah.
She said, yeah.
Oh, an exclusive.
She said, so ... I got my butt crack pierced, hand covering face emoji.
It's giving. Well, fans said, I did a thing.
Fans said, is that even possible? Another fan said, that sounds like a pain in the butt.
Oh, it's giving body horror. Are you familiar with the genre?
She followed up. Okay, I've got the picture. Okay. It looks like a vertical pierce up the crack.
So everything that I've imagined because you lied to me is wrong. So it's not horizontal, like a little bow on her back.
Well, like I said, it could be. I don't know if she rotated the crop.
I get it. Okay. A vertical bar, it better be so perfectly centered. Anything less than perfectly centered.
Well, it can't be. There's a pretty easy line to follow.
Oh, the crack. Well, I don't know if she's a scoliosis queen or
I'm sending you a link to the tweet. So it looks like a little bar with diamonds on each end. She got...
Oh, I don't like what I'm seeing in the preview. It's giving... It looks like I'm... I haven't seen many... but it looks like... This looks like privates, mama.
Well, no, because she's got a tattoo there. So this looks like what do you call the uppermost? No, it's the uppermost butt crack.
It's the zipper.
It's the top of your crack, honey.
Yeah, the zipper, right there.
Why is there a zipper?
I don't know. It's like where a zipper would be if you were taking off, if you were unveiling the whole of your latex pants. If you had those, I don't know.
Bringing on today's guest, the tattoo artist, piercing artist who pierced Cardi B's crack. Please welcome to the stage.
Claire's let you on break. Welcome in.
Have you ever got your butt crack pierced at Claire's?
No, but I do remember my brother getting his ear pierced at Claire's, and it was a family affair. We all went, and which you can imagine, we packed the Claire's. Let's say that much. And he was all, now be sure to do this, don't do the gay ear. and my ears were perking. I was all, hold up, there's a gay ear. Hold up, hold up.
I felt like you couldn't even walk through Claire's without actually spinning one of their little racks with like
with what? With my broad shoulders?
With my birthing hips.
With my satchel?
And my
with my Oakley thighs.
My PacSun Billabong hoodie gets snagged on a Claire's carousel, send all them earrings spinning.
You have to be careful with the butt crack piercing. I'm telling you what, once I was squeezing through with my friends at a rave, one of them had a nipple piercing, and it got caught on mesh. It got pulled out, blood everywhere. He had to go to the emergency, like, you know, the like whatever tent. If you've got a butt crack piercing, you're not throwing it back like you used to. You really have to be mindful of where you're throwing it back. You can't throw it back. You can't even itch your back on a tree without snagging your butt crack piercing. You got to be careful. And for that, I give this a boot. I give Cardi's new piercing a boot.
I agree. I think all non-ear piercings freak me out a little bit. Oh. It's going to, like, in the bedroom. It's just going to get snagged. Oh. Like, what if it gets snagged on something? Mesh.
So you've never sucked a dick that was pierced?
No. I've never hooked up with a dick that's been pierced. Or a butt crack.
Okay, well, there's still time. 2025 is a big, big year
I get nervous about nipple rings.
That's fair. The taste of a nipple ring... You ever tasted it?
Metal. It's got to taste like metal.
Chewing pennies.
And maybe like a stud is a little safer. Like a hoop nipple ring feels like you got to really be delicate around it.
Well, it depends on if it's infected, I guess, or if it's closing up.
I don't know.
Okay, I need to exit this picture of Cardi B's butt crack. It's huge on my screen and I can't look at it much further. In fact, I have to click away from your opened text because it's a preview of it and I don't want to keep seeing it.
All right. Are you happy with the Grammy winners? Beyonce, first time winner of Album of the Year.
I am happy. I thought this was one of the best Grammys in a long time. I thought everyone that I wanted to win something won something. Just about.
It felt like the love was spread out equally, which I appreciated.
Yeah, it didn't feel lopsided in some type of direction. I think they really benefit from expanding the voter.
Hell yeah!
It was
the
community.
Pool.
Yeah,
I thought it was a little obnoxious for each of them to say it have to be like, and the winner by decided by 13,000 people.
Well,
we get it.
Yes,
we heard it the first
say,
time.
They do have
we
to
heard
say
it the first
so
time.
That every clip of somebody complaining that such and such won, every clip will include is so that we don't have to see all the quote tweets and replies being like, "Not baby, who the hell's in charge of this anyway?"
Baby, they're complaining anyway. They're mad. The Swifties mad. I'm sure they're mad.
Well, you know, I think a more representative voting pool hurts nobody, and if your fave didn't win, maybe they'll be pushed to step more into a higher quality product.
Yeah, there were a lot of first-time winners. Chapel, her first. Sabrina Carpenter, her first. I think that was Charlie's first also.
Charlie won a few. Charlie won best packaging.
Yeah.
Charlie won best, I don't know what else.
I loved that it was
pop EDM album or something.
Yeah.
Dance EDM album.
I was happy with the categories they decided to show because obviously in a 4-hour ceremony they can only show what I felt like they gave away 8 awards. It seemed award sparse. But yeah, I enjoyed it as a whole. I didn't watch it live, which I think I benefited from being able to fast forward through some things I didn't want to see, but
well,
overall,
then you missed a lot of commercials with celebrity cameos to support businesses hurt by the fires. You skipped all those?
You know what I really loved? The best new artist performance mashup. They yes. should do that every. That should be a new thing that is done every year for Best New Artist. They should all get to do that. It was so well done.
Yes. Benson Boone. Don't stress me out with them. I don't like all them flips. I don't like him jumping like that. It made my heart drop twice. I was like, can he actually? It's not charming. The payoff isn't worth it. If you crack your head open, I'm going to have to hear about it and talk about it. Just stand. Whatever happened to standing? And why is he reheating Harry Styles nachos? Put the sequined leotard down, mama.
He got that Benson Boone pow.
I feel like him sitting with J-Lo and then Heidi Klum and who? Taking off his outfit?
I didn't see that part.
They're really saying this is a 20-something man marketed toward a 50-something woman, and it all started clicking once I realized that. I'm like, oh, that's the market. Horny women who see him and want him to flip on from their chaise lounge onto their bed.
Well, I would.
What is
him.
A chaise lounge? Chaise? Chaise? Chase.
I was happy to see Beyonce and Miley won for Two Most Wanted.
Miley was funny, but Miley stays funny.
Brat won Best Dance Electronic Album. Charlie won Best Dance Pop Recording for Von Dutch. I loved that the whole thing felt female forward. I thought, okay, yes, let's keep watching women win. Let's keep watching women perform.
I loved Doechii winning. I loved Doechii's performance.
I think I cried five times.
Valid. You were seeing dreams come true. I thought Charlie, I liked her performance. I don't know if it captured the brat essence. I thought I wanted triple the amount of people dancing with her. It felt a little like a living room house party, not so much a rave. I did love... Chapel Roan's performance with all the rodeo clowns. That was
Pride colors. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't, but I appreciate
very
that.
Pink, very pink, blue, white.
You know, it felt a little VMA's performance, like kind of giving, like that energy, which I think I prefer. Like not everything has to be so heavy with you and a piano. It's like, have fun.
I thought that horse had gorgeous eyes.
Look at that horse. Look at that horse.
I thought I would ride on that horse in its gorgeous eyes. It had gorgeous hair.
Chapel Roan is a star. Chapel Roan. Okay. 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 Pink Pony Club.
Yeah.
I do think Chapel Roan kind of iconic, like beyond.
Kinda.
Yeah. Like she's a, she shook the table when she was all, we all need health insurance. She really spoke truth to power with her, like directly to their face and with the biggest microphone in the industry that everyone had to hear. She shook the table. She's a real artist. And you know what? What Gaga was to her, she is about to be to another generation of artists because she shook the table, and now all these younger, up-and-coming, aspiring artists are going to reap the benefits of what she demanded for everyone else. And she didn't have to do that because she currently certainly has healthcare. And you know what? That's why we need the Chapel Roans to be up there and not the... Ooh, I was about to say a name, but, like, I don't think... This is it's such a... Who? That I don't even need to say the name. But like, if you're a Nepo baby in the industry, you don't even need to. No Nepo baby stepping on stage and being like, we need healthcare for all of these artists. Like, that's why you need a normal that comes from, that is not an industry plant to make it. And Chapel Roan, she did what needed to be done.
Did you have your abracadabra moment?
Oh my God! So you were skipping through the commercials? Did you not see the abracadabra?
I know how to fast forward a commercial and catch what I need to catch.
Meaning, I
did see the abracadabra video and I did not see the brat performance.
Abracadabra. She did what needed to be done. It lives in the same universe as disease, but she is absolutely, as the children are saying, reheating her own nachos. She knew exactly what the audience wanted. She said, "You little faggots want some more rah-rah, bitch? Here you go."
The video is giving Born This Way video. It feels very reminiscent to that time. I saw a tweet that said Gaga is always at her best when she's vaguely Catholic.
Oh, yes. Yes. Judas. Yes.
I love post-chorus.
Oh.
I'm glad her Nurtec ODT got her up and moving on the dance floor again.
Between Nurtec ODT putting her in commercials and MasterCard putting her in commercials, she is no stranger to making capitalism work for her. I can appreciate that she finds a way to make the art get funded and seen. How are you about to get an ad in the middle of music's biggest night? You get to play your entire music video just smack dab in the middle. And then I thought, no, this can't be the entire music video. So I went and watched. It's not. There's a scream in the middle that she cut out, but that's about it. The rest of it is the whole music video. I was really like, damn, she got the deal of the century.
She used that Nurtec money to say, here we go.
Abracadabra. Now, do you think this was promo for Pokemon Abra and Pokemon Kadabra?
Absolutely.
So when are we going to get our Alakazam?
She's now, do you think, like, are magicians having a moment?
Like, no,
like Dua Lipa really? Dua Lipa really had her Houdini moment. Didn't Eminem have a Houdini song last year too?
I don't know. Eminem's out for me. Eminem's out.
And do you feel that really Katy Perry paved the way for these magicians with her clown album, because we all fam under the big top?
I know that's right. Oh, I know that's right.
Because if clowns and magicians aren't play cousins, then you tell me.
Clowns kind of are having a moment. I mean, between
Katie's impact.
Gaga putting that the painting in her music, or in her, you know, whatever, the Clown to Clown album, Joker 2, Joker, and Trainers having that clown painting on the wall, and me having the clown painting on my tattoo. Please, clowns are trending up. Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I'm telling you, clowns are in, magicians are in big magic. We all fam under the big top.
Okay. Well, when will the big top make its way here?
So, yeah, I'm counting down to Gaga's album, which comes on my birthday, if I haven't mentioned it previously.
When I was watching the music video, a thought that did come to mind was, damn, this poor Katy Perry. And I don't mean to make it about that, but, like, Gaga can reheat her own nachos and the universe screams and applauds. Katy Perry reheats her own nachos and people say, find a new sound. Move on. Grow up.
We can't believe you cut your hair.
I did feel that. And I thought, I'm like, damn, it must. And then I thought, damn, it must suck to be Drake tonight. The song of the year being a diss track against you. Yeesh.
I'm not up to date on my Kendrick, but was it a diss track?
Oh yeah, and in it he calls I knew they had Drake a war. Pedophile.
In the song that was record of the year?
And as he's walking up on stage, the line about him calling Drake a pedophile is playing.
No.
The biggest loser of the night was Drake. I'm telling you what, that must not be a good feeling. Your op is winning best song of the year against you, wearing a Canadian tuxedo, and you're Canadian? It feels all too on the nose.
Unafraid to reference or not reference.
Yeah, well, do you think his Canadian tuxedo was a reference to Britney?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Everybody's copying the pop girlies.
Well, in the club, we all fam.
We're all reheating the nacho.
I would love to. First of all, I don't think you can reheat nachos.
No, you can't. You can make microwave nachos, which I do.
But you cannot reheat already cooled down microwave nachos. The cheese is hard. The chips are hard. It's not going to work out.
Yeah. Dang.
Well. Well, music's biggest night.
See, I can't wait to hear about what Music's Biggest Night did on our 1,000th episode.
I think it's going to be big. Sorry, I was tapping into the universe and I felt a premonition come through that it is going to be big.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I love that for us.
Yeah. Is that it? Are we done?
I had nothing else on my list.
Okay. Well, I do have written down that you have jury duty.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll have to wait and see if it comes to fruition, but I'm on call this week.
Are you gonna prosecute Luigi?
I'm on call this week, and you know me, a fan of court TV, dying to get it.
Dying?
I will gladly go sit in their little room and wait for my number to be called and read a book. While on the clock, thank you.
No, that room is where you get COVID. I'm absolutely certain.
I'll wear a mask.
Good boy. Good. good.
All right. So tune in next week to find out if I have jury duty. They'll just dismiss me anyway because I'll be like, well, I have a podcast that just had its 500th episode.
Well, Your Honor.
Well, I do have a true crime podcast. It just had its 500th episode.
And what's the crime we're following? The butt crack piercing?
Hors d'oeuvres in the court. Me Ooh. Passing around little pigs in a blanket.
Little weenies for my weenies.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court, Your Honor.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you? What kind of hors d'oeuvres?
At jury duty with pigs in a blanket.
All right. Okay.
And get my butt crack pierced. Stay okay. tuned for picks.
Okay. All right.
Eat too, Brute.
You can find me at Claire's. I'll be piercing. BOGO. Get your bussies in here.
I can't. I saw you use the sour cream gun at Taco Bell once. I would not trust you with the piercing gun at Claire's.
Are you serious? You've seen me with a crossbow.
I've seen you. That's true. Maybe you only What's pierce ears with a crossbow.
You're right. What's it?
Hold I feel that like loop.
They were shooting crossbows on traders recently. Were they? Did I dream that?
Yeah, that was an old episode.
I'm like, damn. I didn't realize my crossbow skills would be so handy. I'm ready. Yeah.
Well, us on season 4.
Okay. All right. Against Smyrna and Smyrna?
Yes. Bye.
Okay. Bye.